Purim.
Shred. The Tammuz is Rosh Teves. Zman Tshuve Memashmesh Vebo. There it is for him. Tammuz Ovos Redi Elul Bo. Elik is for him. What I want to speak about Be'etzem, I find to myself, Chodesh Tammuz is the time that a person has to work on himself a little bit and avoid Asat Tefillah. Not only because it's Zman Tshuva Memashmesh V'Bo, but mainly, you know, a person in life a lot of time doesn't have time to be Oved on Tefillah. He's busy. So there's two times when you could tell a person that it's time to work on tefillah. That's when he's doing tshuva, three times maybe, when he's doing tshuva or shoshana yom kippur, but this is shina'an derazach. This, in a way, is a maile, but it doesn't go into the bones, because, you know, when they blow the shofar, motzi yom kippur, you know, everything blows away with it, together. But chutz from them is two times, in the middle of the winter, be'etzim, and towards the end of the summer. Middle of the winter, a lot of times, Baruch Hashem, people are misasik. Also in the avoid of Torah, but the time that a person could take on himself another avoidah that doesn't have to shtel and fakert, that avoidah he could take with himself later when Ben Azmanim comes, doesn't shtel to be evident tefillah. You don't have to be focused the ganze tog, lektzach in the sugyas, to be focused about avodas atfile. It's a zach that a person could take on himself be'achol mokim shehu, and it's the time be'etzem for a person to make a kinyan. Chazal say ashloish advorim ha'ilo momid al ha'teiro v'al ha'avodo v'al gmilus chasodim heizu ha'avodo shebelev ro'im azu tefile. Avodo is a turret. Turn of the whole avodah, the whole tafkid of a person in avodas Hashem, is tefillah. Tefillah is a big part, a big portion. Mitzvah out of the ganze avodah, what a person has to do is tefillah. The problem in tefillah is alamol that the yetzer is machlish the person. He doesn't let you to feel that if you daven it becomes better. He doesn't let you, this is his koyach. The person will realize when he davens it becomes better, he gleich will daven. Will not be a person that would not daven. The koyach of the yetzer, he doesn't let you, he fights it. This person davens better, this person davens less. Oh, that's fine. The fine eat. But you think him is not going to get a better chavrusa because the maisi davens been yeshiva every day? Maybe we'll get in the dorm quicker, yeah? But this also you don't think is because of the tefillah, yeah? You think it's because of the ba'al, yeah? A person doesn't have a tzad. I'm speaking to emes. The chokhman avodas Hashem is a lot of times to realize what is stopping you from avodas Hashem and then to hit it. And then to break it through. The Satan doesn't let a person to feel, how about it when someone is sick in his family, he davens and he believes? Vizil. Well, he doesn't, it sounds like it's bothering him, he davens. Yeah, he has to daven, Baruch Hashem, not taking away that part. But when he's not in a matter of that, and he sees two people are going to work, and one said a tefillah before, and one didn't say a tefillah before. One is frum and the other one is not frum. The other one daven. You know, both of them are trying to go to buy this deal. One daven before and one daven not daven before. If he has to get it, he will get it. If he has to get it, he will get it. You don't feel that added chances to this person that he davened before, that is higher chances that he will make it. And this is the koyach of the Yitzhak. And I want to answer both nekudas. And with that, we could start talking about the avodah of tefillah. There's two nekudas in tefillah. is one nekuda that the tefillah is mechayev not because you feel that because you will daven you will get more or you will get less. The inyan of avodas tefillah that a person is mechayev to daven, it's not because you will get more and you will get less. I'll explain it in a second. And the second chelik is that it is true that a person that daven gets more and a person that doesn't daven doesn't get more. We don't see it. We don't see the difference. It's answers. And we'll try to answer the both answers. But Beide chalokim ha'emes. We'll start from the first chelik. Touch the first chelik first. Before we speak about what lemaisa. Eizu avoyde shebelev heve'oymer zu tefila. You know, Chafetz Chaim writes down a couple places. Some people I heard they don't learn the whole day. I don't know. People I see learn 24 hours. But I heard in America and different places that people that they learn, not, they don't learn the whole day. I think they go to a shir in the morning, go to a shir in the night. As I But even these people, that they can't learn the whole day, it's too hard for them, they need to be doctors, different tirutzim in why they're not learning. These people, the halacha is mechayev them to daven three times a day. Three times a day the halacha is mechayev them to daven. Some make it quicker or not, but, you know, shachis takes an hour, you know, you could cut it here, you could cut it there. A good minute shtip could make it a bit quicker, but lemaisa shachis is our mincha ma'ariv shchaydish four tefillas. Then you have to bench a little bit. Then you have to make birkas hanenim before you want to eat. If you go to somewhere, you have to make tefillas aderech. You know, Baruch Hashem, we were born from. We don't realize when someone comes from outside. He feels such a every 2-3 hours I have to daven. Like, yes, what is shrumkeit? What is, you know, dream all about? You get up in the morning, you have to daven. You go out of the bathroom, you have to say epis. Yeah, things like, you know, I can't have to drink. You have to say, and also my sugar. Baruch Hashem, we are born with that. It's not the Chofetz Chaim. A person has to open an eyes and see. If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us, couple hours, daven. Eat, daven, bench, before you eat, after you eat, out of the bed. Will you can mishtub tarayim tefillah? Far the learning, after the learning. Now everyone says it. If neshu nichnas lekrach, shu yoytze mikrach. Weist is the ribayna shalaylam, and chazal, feel this is the only way. This is avodah shebelev zu tefillah. This is what a yid is asked for. So Bach sometimes tells you, you know, he wants to be eilik. You know, people try to be eilik. You know, kaddish, and he looks for, you know, he's looking for how to climb on the tree of the avodah Hashem. It's a chon, you know, nashin fundo, go to all different. He wants to be eilik. Hashem gave us three times a day to daven to. Instead of the Chazal, people eat. A couple times a day they wash. It's, you know, it's a disposable dose, so no, people don't wash so much. But the Seder Advarim is people wash twice a day. Amoitzin, the Yasidayim, Birkas Amosim, Shiramayis, and Nevus Bobet. It was a whole Seder. Person goes 5-6 times to the bathroom, Asher Yotzal. This is the way the Yiddishkeit was. Now, a bacher, you ask him today, he even doesn't realize that he does it during the day. Yeah, so, somehow, it davensach, yeah? He doesn't feel that he's very meshubit. And then the fact that kasha, where's my Yirah Shomayim? Where's my Shaykhis to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Be'etzem, a person will think, when I'm learning, Moses says, like, chsinim harishonim, shoyim shoachas, v'espalim shoachas, v'shoyim, u'me'achas, shoyim shoachas, v'espalim shoachas, t'rosem asenas, melachtum echanas, t'rosem echo miskayemes. It's not enough time to learn. There was too much davening. It's like the Chofetz Chaim. I don't remember what Chofetz Chaim says. if this is the tzura it's gestalt, so it's a need for a person to be close to Hashem, to do the right thing. If a person passes his life and he doesn't realize that he daven three tefillas a day, he doesn't realize that he benched a couple benchings a day, he doesn't know that he did 10 asher yotzas during the day, 20 brikas anenim. So he didn't do it. So he's missing the aleph base of the Yiddishkeit. There's a need for it. If it was not a need for it, you know, we manage that it goes during the day that we don't feel that we're doing it. Either they don't, either forget to do it, or they don't realize. Yeah? We don't feel a difference from the time we take the cup till it goes into the mouth. So we made it. You don't feel you make a shakel. So it's no time. From the time I open the bottle, the shakel is said. Yeah? From the time he wakes, he finishes to eat till he walks out the dining room, the benching is done. Yeah, the alamichia. It's other your name, but it's done. So he doesn't realize it's no steps, there's no gates. The shahakal is done, the amoiti is done, everything, you know. But he's missing the yad. Vaistois, it's such a need. So even at Balabas that we said that some people say that exists in America, that it's Elach, and he only learns 2 hours. Long as long as I mentioned America. But they force him to daven these 2 hours also. I would say this, if I would be the one that organizes, you know, Jewish life, I would say the Balabas that learns 2 hours, give him 10 minutes to daven. It has to be proportioned. And if the Balabas that learns 2 hours, davens 2 hours, Shiva Bacher, at least would daven 10 hours. They led the Balabas, some Rabbanim led them somehow not to learn the whole day. But no one gave him a heter, maybe some gave themselves, but, you know, not to daven. Vaistois, it's so important to the mahus of the yid. And a person, if he doesn't think now when he's a bachar, to take it on his himself, and to make a point, I have 3 tefillas in davening. 3 tefillas. I have brochas. And he will make a point. He will finish his life. He will finish his life with missing this huge part that he has in his life. This huge part that he has in his life. It's about tashkis. I said over a meiser once, the masmid of Ponovich, they call him a Chaim Berman. Such a masmid, he learns like this. I remember near his gemara, now his stomach is really 80, but there was 2 like brown marks near his nose because, you know, he doesn't move and he breathes in the same way. So it's 2 marks on every page, like you see connected his nose, you know. He doesn't move like this. He sits there. And then when he got married, Reb Chatzke Levenstein told him that he could come 5 minutes late the second Seder. So he comes, nice, he comes 4 minutes late, he waits, but it's 5 minutes, he sits down. Yeah. This is his time. Is there the whole time? The whole time, mamish. Doesn't miss day, night, Friday, Shabbos, like a clock. And in Masechta, he finishes 120, 200 times. He knows about Pei, Bishuf, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shach, Rav David, everything. Chaim Berman is called Masmid from Balabas. I heard from his roommate when he decided to become a Masmid. What did he become a Masmid? Came to his roommate and said, from tonight I'm going to be a Masmid. He said, well, I'm not moving. Because he started to learn. He said, after 20 minutes, he started to see black stars. I will tell you now, don't turn your head to the back. Don't look to the back, okay? Now, all of you want this second to see what is happening in the back. Yeah, it's a Matthias. He said after 20 minutes that he decided he's not moving his head, he saw black stars all over him. But he decided it doesn't make a difference. He's not moving his head. That's the type of the person. Kids, he was shuffling like this for 2 hours and seeing black stars. He couldn't read a word. After 2 hours, he decided if he's anyway shuffling, let's try to learn at this. After that, he became the master. I want to tell you, most of you, maybe you'll take shortcuts in life, you'll be spending from now till Merve Esrim Bezos Hashem around almost 2 hours a day in Shul, davening. 1 hour in the morning, Mincha Ma'ariv, 2 hours around. 1.5 hours. From now till the end of your life, every day. This time will be spent, I'm not choshen, no one to skip that part. Maybe someone had to do it in shul. No. But most people will do it. You have two options in front of you. That this hour and a half that you anyway will spend, you will learn the trick that it will be a special tefillah, or you will spend the same time. The guy that is sitting near you now, that this shmuz will go into him. And you, in another 120 years, you'll make the cheshbon of the hours, and it'll be the same hours that you spend in shul. And you did nothing. And he will be a person that will have every day three tefillahs, a benching, the whole life will change. Maybe we'll have to put 2 more minutes here and 2 minutes there to make it to be balanced. It's such a baltashkis. And because anyway we're doing it, and the Yitzhak can't go over the people that are sitting here and tell them, stop the daven, but he puts us at koyach, but say, davetzach. Now, I'm speaking now on the first part. Even the people that don't feel yet that the tefillahs change, a person has to know the Ribbono Shel Olam created, Chazal call it, Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. 3 times a day. Some people say, you know, we are here, Ribbono Shel Olam is up, so far, so distant. Chazal tell us that 3 times a day, the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyochol takes us and he speaks to us like a private appointment. And it's not kivyochol. The halacha is that if someone wants to speak to you, you're not allowed to stop. I got a shaila this week. Someone is in jail in America for money reasons, not in the jail, that is not a Gishmaki jail. Now, he has 3 times a day davens. One of his shaylas was, sometimes, I don't know how they call these people that are in charge and the people that sit in prison. Yeah, there's a better guard, but there's one better name. Well, now, if he comes over to you and he asks you something and you don't answer him, he could be meichel you, but he could do one of the two to you. He could take away your cell phone from you, or the option to speak on the phone, as well, it goes exactly. He could take it away for 90 days, or he could put you in that box for 72 hours. You could explain to him. Sometimes they come over to him in the middle of davening, and they ask him, like, how's your day? But if you don't answer them, they have the right to do it. He davens and they come over. He's allowed to answer them or not. כאילו אין דה הלוכה, אם לפני המלך, הספיק את הרבינו של הילום. מלך מלכי המלוכה עם הרבינו של הילום. If you do the right הלוכה, not so bad. He wants to know if he's מוכיב, he's allowed to stop or not. ברוך השם, הסידו היידה, ספרקת הזה השיילס, in jail. I was embarrassed when I heard that shayla. How much people here, you know, will do that this noise in the middle of davening, yeah? Shh. I'm like, 1 second, yeah? That person sitting there and he's asking a shayla and he's sending the Eretz Yisrael to ask a shayla. I was makil because the shaylas, they put him in that little room, he doesn't put on tefillin for 3 days. It's a problem because he could lose different mitzvahs. Although he was allowed to not to answer. Because the ma'aseh, if they put him in the room, so the mele, he's mafsid mitzvahs tefillin for 3 days at least. I said to go over to all the people now and to say, no, when I pray, I'm not allowed to. So I will do like this. And if you want anyway, tell me anyway, and I'm promising I will answer. To go over to all the people now. The ballot's working. Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us 3 times a day to be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. It's emes, it's halacha, it's shulchan aruch. Person has to sit in a box for 3 days because we have our halacha that he's speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not only it's halacha on us. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to speak to us. Rashi Brochus explains, it's kemelech shebo ledaber. You knocked on the door and the king came out of his house. Hashem gave us a givaldi zikazach. He's masking to speak to us in person. If a person will understand The Ribbono Shel Olam gave every person the opportunity to be high, to be eilik, to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we look for it somewhere else. We're trying to look for it. How I become connected. Shach said once, Unsere Teire hat genug. Our Teire has enough. You know what it means three times a day to feel that you're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'm asking, we'll get how to do the droche, how to do the avodas atfila. But I want to say the point. A person has to drop in, he has to have achlote. I'm not planning now to spend my rest of my life just davening through. This means I'm saying the time to work on it is now. In the atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, it's a very choshev atmosphere. But it switches when the atmosphere changes. If a person manages to make a second habit to himself, tefillah. 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 It's worse. Tofasta meruba loy tofasta. I'm not saying a person has to start with everything. But he has to have a plan. And when I finish my bachur yoyos, by me, and I'm telling you again, it's only a question of putting attention and getting used to it. Because that time you're anyway in shul. You're anyway in shul in that time. I'm saying 5 minutes, dear, 3 minutes, it's alamol babus, the quick diving, the short diving is a question of 3-4 minutes, the whole difference. You anyway go to the shtibla, and anyway you sit there. Anyways, there's no big difference. I want to speak about the first chaylik. This is the tzure, Chazal say, that v'odom ayin lavoy desa adomo. Adam was not created to daven for rain. Hashem wants that we will ask for it and He will give it. You're right. He will give it to us anyways. Again, the first chelik of avoy desa. But it's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. It's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. He wants us to come to Him, to ask, to daven, and then He will give us. Kibyochul, you have a parent. The kid comes home. He wants the kid to say, please give me the food. Say please. No, say please. Tell the little kid, no, say please. You don't get it. Say please? Oh, yeah. Now, the kid that doesn't know to say please gets anyways. And if the parents will give up on the chanachim to say please, they will give him anyways. But they want to teach him to say please. Because this is the manners. The aleph beis of tefillah is the way to be close to Hashem, the way Hashem made the olam hageshem is that we will ask and He will give. He will give anyways. But it's like the kid that doesn't know to say please. And the father wants, the father has a nachas ruach from the kid that says, please. He wants you to ask permission before you eat. You're right, you can take it anyways. Nothing now, but you lose when you take it anyways. This will speak in a second chelik. Abba, he wants you to say shehakoy and to enjoy the fruit. To ask permission and to take. So I want to start, So today, at least, to have a scholar. The first scholar is a achlote. Even if I would change 10 guys, even if I would change 20 guys, it's worth it. Because these 20 guys, we change them for another 120 years. It's people that came over to me after 10 years, and I spoke about this. A person was 12 years. He said, you don't understand how much I'm a chuyuv to Yaakov HaSataif. Says in the first year it was hard for me. Now it's normal for me. It's talking from the people that I think that learn 2 hours a day, yeah? He said, I daven every day. I daven an hour and a half the whole davening. But I daven. I feel I have a davening. You gave me 12 years of davening 3 times a day. 12 years of benching. You don't know what present it is. It's a shame because life will finish and you'll be so upset when you'll be 80. Because all of you, Hashem, will get to 80. And when you get to the 80 and you say, I heard that shmooze when I was 20 and I didn't do nothing. I spent 60 years walking to the shul, going out the shul, going into the shul, going out the shul. I could have been the same thing, have 60 years of tefillah. 60 festive years of tefillah. So the first thing we're taking out is achlota. Achlota to do it. This is aleph. And beis, after the achlota, a person has to take something to start. I'll speak later, something to start. How a person takes something to start on himself. So I will say, for the start, that later we'll speak about, to try 3 times a day. I know it's hard, but it's only a habit. Before you daven Shmoneh Esrei, to stop for a second, I'm going to daven Omed Lifnei HaMelech. Say it to yourself. If you're smarter, have like a little note. Every day, write down, at the end of the day, I managed to remember to do it 3 times. Just to say, I'm Oymed Lifnei HaMelech when I'm going to daven. 3 times. I have it 3 times today. To try to keep this for a week. And when I'm speaking now, some people think, yeah, I know after 2 days I'll forget. So, Bizayin Shein Keduk Mosle. I'm not telling you, Mechaven, three times a day, Shmoneh Esrei. So just remember before you're davening to have the attention, I'm Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. If you can't do that, Nebach. You're davening. I'm not asking you to spend time. Just before you daven, 10 seconds in the way, I'm Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. And to remember to do it 3 times. If you will manage to remember 3 times a day for a week, you will manage to mindset yourself, we're going to work on Avodas HaTefillah. If you manage to mindset it, Be'ez Hashem, next week, we could really come to Avodas HaTefillah.